Pastor Jim, I don't think you should go. It's a risky plan.
Damasio, I promised them. Besides, I want to go. There's something about that island.
Well, I suppose there's someone I could call.
You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, an exciting family audio drama. The Brinkmans have been in Belize for the past week visiting Jim and Jenny Duncan and helping with the Treehouse Academy. Tomorrow they head back to their home in Wisconsin. But before they leave, Pastor Jim wants to take the boys on one last adventure to an old pirate island.
Damasio, why do you need my boat?
I wanted to take Pastor Jim and his friends to go fishing on the reef.
Are you going to the island?
The island? Why would you think that?
Because I'm a suspicious man, Damasio. Since I owe you, you may use the boat. Be careful about the reef. Any repairs are your responsibility.
Pastor Jim, I really don't like horses. And no offense, but I really don't like those horses. I'd be afraid they would collapse.
They're tougher than they look.
We could walk, couldn't we?
Well, we could, but it probably takes about 3 days to get there. How about this backup plan? Damasio's got a friend with a boat. If he can get permission to use a boat, we take the boat up to the island.
He can operate a boat?
Of course. Don't you remember? He's half pirate. Speaking of Damasio, what's the word, friend?
Yeah, he said we could use it. I thought we'd take our fishing pole and do a little fishing while we're out there.
I like to fish, Mr. Damasio.
Damasio.
Damasio. I can't say it, Mr. Damasio.
Damasio.
Okay, let's get our stuff and meet at the truck in 15 minutes.
Sounds good. Ian, ask Mom for the snorkeling gear I packed. I'll get the metal detector.
Yes, sir.
The ocean is so blue and calm.
This area is protected by lots of islands, so it's almost always calm like this.
Is that why pirates are here?
It's one of the reasons. They also like this area because their smaller boats could shoot out, attack, and then hide behind a reef. The bigger boats couldn't follow them.
Yes, that makes sense.
Hey, you guys, y'all want to stop and fish a little?
Maybe afterwards.
Are you sure? There's very good fishing right here.
Let's just get to the island, Damasio.
Okay, Pastor Jim.
The island's about 15 miles straight ahead. See that little bump in the middle? It's higher there than the surroundings.
How deep's the water out here?
You can normally see the bottom, 15 to 20 feet.
Did you get permission from your neighbor?
Yeah, he said it was fine.
Hey, I think I just saw a fish.
There's some pretty good-sized barracuda out here, and shark. You should have seen the one Damasio caught once. He's good at catching just about anything. I should have him tell his invisible fox story.
What's in here, Mr. Damasio?
Don't open that.
Cool, I have an airsoft gun just like that. It's a Beretta, 9mm. I couldn't bring it, but I have my slingshot. See?
That's nice, but shut the glove box.
How about I put my slingshot in there with the airsoft gun?
How about not? Just shut the stupid thing.
I'll get it. You're driving, Mr. Damasio.
Ow! Ow! Open it quick!
Sorry about that.
What's happening back there, Captain?
Nothing.
Are you okay, Mr. Damasio? One time, Ian slammed my finger in the car door. When he opened the door and let me go, my fingers had little lines on them. I thought he broke them. Do you think your finger's broken?
They're fine.
Everything okay?
I forgot to switch the tank, Pastor Jim. It'd only take a second.
Hey, Damasio, why don't you tell him the invisible fox story?
Right now?
Sure, we got time. You guys are gonna like this.
How about on the way back? My fingers hurt. Shall we get to the island?
Let's go! Well, I think I have everything.
Huh. Why did you bring that metal detector?
Arr, to look for pirate treasure.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Isaac, I bet you can't hit that coconut up there with your slingshot.
Bet I can.
Look out!
Ooh! Ow! It hurts! Ooh!
Sorry, Mr. DiMaggio.
DiMaggio, are you okay?
No, I think you broke my toe.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
You want to go back?
I don't want to go back. I'll be all right. I'll just go soak it in the ocean. You guys go do your thing. I'll be okay. You're heading for the temple, right?
That's the plan.
Follow the path, and you'll find it in about 2 or 3 miles.
Jack, you gonna leave your stuff here?
No, we can handle it. Can't we, men?
No problem.
Okay, then, let's go.
I'm sorry about what happened to DiMaggio.
He's tough, a bit like a modern-day pirate.
What's his story?
DiMaggio's a bit of a character. I'll put it this way, we're still praying for him.
You've been here before?
I've been here a couple of times.
Did he say temple?
Yes, there is something I didn't tell you about this island. Not only was there an old pirate that lived here, but there is an ancient Mayan temple.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. I thought you might want to check it out before we go looking for pirate gold.
Arr! Would we ever. Lead on, Captain.
Uh-oh. This path was dry the last time I was here.
Yuck, what is this?
They call it brackish water. It's part fresh, part salt water. Don't let it splash in your mouth.
Walk on the high spots like this, Ian. Man, the mud is trying to pull my boot off.
Make sure your laces are tight.
Ian, here, take my machete and cut some walking sticks from that mangrove tree.
Yes, sir. Wish we don't have the bags at the beach. I'm dying.
It's so hot. How are you doing back there, Pastor Jim?
I think I'm okay.
Your face is looking pretty red.
My brother, who's younger than me and built like me, had a stroke last year.
Well, then, let's take a break. There's no hurry. Me and the boys would have a hard time carrying you if you had a stroke.
Thanks.
The ground is getting drier.
We're almost there.
Wow.
Look through the trees.
That's taller than I expected. How did they get all those stones out here?
It just looks like a huge hill to me.
After a couple of thousand years, that's what buildings look like. They get covered with bushes and trees.
What's under the trees?
You know, there's a site close to our home called Alten Ha. When the archaeologists found the mounds, just like this, underneath they discovered amazing temples.
Let's climb it.
Wait, there's something here you need to see. Look down.
What is that?
Those are pottery shards.
I'll be. It is broken pottery. I thought that was just dirt.
Look for a little black rock about the length of your pinky.
Here's one. What is it?
Hey, be careful. It's really sharp. That's an ancient Mayan knife. I guess you could say sort of like a pocket knife would be to us.
It is sharp. Wow. Let me see, Ian.
It's made of a volcanic glass called obsidian, which isn't even found around here. The Mayans got it from Guatemala, we think. Obsidian knives are 7 times sharper than surgical steel.
I didn't know that.
It's true. In fact, some hospitals still use them for heart surgery.
I found one. Look!
I can't believe they're just laying on the ground. Why aren't they covered with dirt and trees?
That's a great question. Years ago, my neighbor who owns this island started to clear a road to the temple. That's probably what uncovered him.
Did he finish the road?
No, actually, he barely got started. It's really too wet for a road. Hey, did you guys want to try using the metal detector here before climbing?
I'd rather climb. Me too.
All right, then. This is incredible. Isaac, watch yourself. It's really steep on that side.
Dad, how high are we?
I'm guessing this thing's at least 100 feet tall. You can see for miles. Look at that.
Hey, Isaac, don't touch that tree. It's like poison ivy, but much worse. You'll have a rash for weeks.
Yikes.
They call it poison wood. The amazing thing is there's another tree called Gumbo Limbo, almost always growing near it. If you touch the poison wood, you take the bark from the Gumbo Limbo and you rub it on yourself, which neutralizes the poison.
God's provision. I love it.
Hey, I think I found something.
Ian, since this is an ancient site, you really shouldn't disturb anything.
Sorry, I didn't know.
It's definitely a man-made structure, but it's made out of cement. It must be modern.
No, this looks like Mayan cement.
Really?
It's what, about 4 feet high, about 2 feet by 2 feet? The top is angled toward the south. Huh.
What do you think it is?
I'm guessing an altar.
Hey, look at this. See this indentation on top? Something round, about the size of a small plate once sat here. It's like they put it there when the cement was still soft. I wonder what it was. Interesting.
Maybe it was to hold a tablet or something.
Hey, guys, it's a long walk back through that mangrove swamp. I'm a little slower than you all, so I'm going to get started. Poke around as long as you like. I'll meet you back at the beach.
You sure you're okay by yourself?
I'll be fine. You guys take your time.
Thanks.
Can we explore it on the other side?
Sure. Wait up. I wonder why the Mayans built this here. Maybe the island was part of the mainland back then. Shall we climb down?
Hey, what's this? Dad, check it out!
Whoa!
Hey guys, this is Kate Brinkman. I hope you're enjoying today's episode. Did you know that most of our adventures are based on true stories? To find out more about these adventures, visit our website. There you can read interesting facts, look at pictures, and in some cases, see video of the actual people. Has God done something amazing in your life? If so, then you have a story to tell, and we'd love to hear it. Write us today by visiting our website at brinkmanadventures.com.
Is it a bear den?
I don't think there's bear here. I believe someone dug this hole.
Can we go in? I brought my flashlight. Please, Dad?
Let me see the light. Oh, it goes way back. Wow. You found a tunnel, Isaac. Okay, I'm going to carefully crawl in. If it's safe, you guys can follow me. The ground is spongy. And boys, I think it's fine.
Wow, this is crazy, Isaac. I know. It's like we're in a movie.
Come here. Look at this. Whoa.
What, Dad?
There's a shaft that goes straight up.
Cool. Let's climb it.
Probably not the best idea. Look at the bats.
They're flying by my head. Do they bite?
Let's hope not.
Do you think the Mayans made this tunnel?
Probably someone looking for artifacts. But it's not a fresh dig. See the moss on the walls and floor?
Can we go deeper?
I don't think so, Ian.
Whoops.
Be careful, Isaac.
I wanted this rock, but when I pulled it...
Don't touch anything else, guys. We should probably get out.
Dad, something black and shiny is back there. Look.
No way. This is made of obsidian, just like those knives.
What's it for?
I don't know. It's definitely a Mayan artifact.
It looks like a plate. Feel how smooth it is.
I think someone put it back there and stacked the rocks in front to hide it. Great find, Isaac.
Thanks. There's writing on it. Look.
There is.
They had to use something hard, like a diamond.
Shine the light from this side.
Can you read it?
Let's see. It's sort of difficult with the reflection. Hold it right there. Yeah. Okay. June 23rd, 1717, 12 o'clock noon, Edward Teach.
Dad, I know that name.
What?
Edward Teach. I read about him in history. Edward Teach was Blackbeard the pirate.
Oh, my.
What's the date today?
It's June. That's today. Guys, today is June 23rd. Think about it. Blackbeard the pirate stood right here about 300 years ago. Now that's cool.
295 years, or 144,175 days, to be precise.
Impressive.
Hey! It's about the same size as the dent in the altar.
You might be right, Ian. Come on. Ian, be careful not to dislodge a rock when you climb. I don't want to get hit in the head.
Hey, look, it's Mr. DiMaggio.
Hi there.
DiMaggio, what are you doing up here?
Well, I just got a little word and came looking for you.
With bare feet? What about your toe?
Oh, we bush guys, we just always walk around barefooted. I was kind of slow going with the toe, though. Where did you find that obsidian mirror?
That's what it is?
Yeah, the Mayan made those. They're very rare. You're not supposed to touch artifacts. Give me that.
We found it in a tunnel down there, and there's writing on it.
We think it might have been from this altar. See if it fits in that indentation, Damasio. Ian, you were right.
What's with the 12 o'clock noon?
It must have something to do with the sun. It's about 12 o'clock right now.
The sun's shining on it.
It should be reflecting towards the south end of the island.
Look, I see a light way across the island. It's shining back at us.
No, it's another mirror. Boys, get your old bag and let's go.
Awesome.
Jack, don't make me use this.
What are you doing, Damasio? A gun?
I've been looking for this treasure my whole life. It's mine.
That's fine. You can have it.
You coming with me. Let's go.
Mr. Damasio, what do you think we'll find?
Well, I don't know what we'll find.
Isaac, just walk.
I think we better go this way. It's a shorter way.
Watch out!
Oh, my wrist.
Are you okay?
Oh, not again.
You dropped the airsoft gun. Here.
Isaac, no.
What's your problem, kid? Just stay away from me.
My mom says I'm a little klutzy because I'm growing. Sorry.
All right, let's go. I'm walking behind you this time, kid.
I'm hot. Do you have some water, Mr. Damasio?
No.
Mr. Damasio, how old are you?
None of your business. Just be quiet.
Pastor Jim says that you don't look as old as you really are.
That was nice of him, but just stop talking, all right?
Okay.
Oh, you got me with that branch, Isaac. Next time, you be real careful.
Sorry about that. I grabbed it with this hand, but then when I saw it was poison wood...
Poison wood? Great. Hey, stop up there, Jack. We gotta get some gumbo limbo fast. It's poison wood.
This is it. We can't go any further or we'll go off the cliff into the ocean. What now?
We gotta be close. Boys, look around the rocks by the edge there.
My fingers are a little itchy.
It takes a couple of days before you stop itching.
Oh, do you think that gumbo stuff worked?
You shouldn't have touched that tree, kid. Now go help your brother.
What are we looking for?
Probably another mirror.
Stay by me, Jack. I don't want you to try anything.
I don't get it, Damasio. We're not after your treasure.
Then why did you bring that metal detector? I don't believe you, Jack.
I never thought we'd find anything. We were just having fun.
I warned you not to come here. You should have listened. Now it's too late. You're involved.
Found it. This is smart. Look how he chiseled the stone to fit the mirror.
Clever. But now what? We're standing on rock. Obviously, there's nothing buried here.
It has to be over the cliff. We have to find a way down. Everybody look.
I found some stairs over here.
Try not to be so helpful, Isaac.
Huh?
Never mind.
Check it out! Someone carved them into the stone!
What's down there?
They go to the base of the cliff. There's a narrow beach at the bottom.
Alright, grab your bags.
Can't we leave them up here?
No, just take them.
Alright.
You first, Jack. And stay away from me, kid.
Why is he being so mean? Because you practically killed him. What is this?
I think it's a tidal pool.
It's more like a tidal pool inside of a cave. The mirror is right above us, so let's go in.
These water caves aren't safe. I've heard of people getting killed in them.
Don't worry about it.
If we're in there when the tide comes up, we could drown.
I said we're fine. Let's get moving.
I can't swim.
Get on my back, son. Hopefully it's not that deep. Ian, I'll take the bag with the metal detector. Ready, guys?
Yep, I think so. This is pretty cool. It's like a swimming pool inside the cliff. Look, there's even a rim all around the edge you can sit on.
Isaac, why don't you crawl off and sit right here? The pool looks deep in the middle, but I think you could touch here by the edge.
You want to go in.
That's fine. You sit here.
There's no place to bury a treasure, though. It's all rock.
The bottom of this pool is sand. Does your metal detector work underwater?
It's made for that. Nothing!
Damasio, we've been looking for an hour. Now the tide's coming in. We've got to get out of here before we're trapped.
We ain't going nowhere.
Dad, the waves are pushing me off.
Hang on to me, Isaac. Damasio, we need to go now.
Keep looking.
Yes, sir. There's something down there. I'm gonna need some help, though. Can you take the metal detector, Mr. Damasio?
And hang on to Isaac. Don't you lose him.
Dad, don't go.
We found a small metal chest. Ian and I will need to walk it out underwater. Damasio, can you handle Isaac and the metal detector with your bad wrist?
Yes.
Dad, I'm scared.
I've got you. You'll be fine, Isaac. Just put it under that coconut tree. You guys stand over there. I waited my whole life for this day.
And so have I.
Dr. Harrison?
Damasio.
How did you get here?
I thought we were going fishing.
Well, we were, but...
We had a deal, Damasio. Then you came to the site without me. You weren't going to tell me about this, were you?
I was helping you find in Mayan artifacts. But these are pirate artifacts.
Go on.
Edward Teach was my great-great-great-great-grandfather. My family been searching for this treasure for years. It's mine.
And now it's mine. Leave your gun by the chest and go sit down by the others. Blackbeard's treasure. The greatest find since the Jade Head. I'm rich. Tell Duncan I don't need his land anymore.
Huh? Isaac. I bet you can shoot that coconut down with your slingshot.
Bet I could.
You wouldn't happen to have a key, would you?
Oh! Good shot! You nailed it!
Son, well done!
Quick! Time to the tree before he wakes up!
Ian, grab the rope in the blue bag! Run!
Here, Jack. Take the gun.
Damasio?
It's not worth it.
Well, he's not going anywhere. I have a headache when he wakes up, though.
Are you really Blackbeard's grandson?
More like great, 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 great grandson.
Well, then I suppose we should see what's in your great, great, great grandfather's treasure chest. Do you want me to shoot the lock off? It looks pretty rusty.
Go ahead.
Stand back. Okay, guys, let's do this together.
There's nothing in it!
Something scratched on the inside of the lid. Let's see. It says, Dearest Edward, I thankest thee for thy gold. And it's signed Benjamin Hornigold, 1718.
What? No!
Let's get moving, buddy.
This is all a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I fully understand your misunderstanding, Dr. Harrison. And so will the cops.
What you doing over here?
Nothing, Isaac. Just imagining.
You look sad.
Isaac, I've been searching for years. You could not understand.
Well, I wanted a Ferrari pedal car, and I thought when I got it, I'd be happy. But then I got one, and I wasn't happy. Dad said treasures on Earth don't last, so we have to store treasures in heaven.
Heaven? I don't think so, Isaac. He'll never let me in. If only you knew.
Jesus knows. If you knew him, he'd let you in.
Huh.
You know, my fingers are really starting to itch. Are you sure it takes a couple days to start? It feels like a bunch of mosquito bites.
Wake up, Isaac! Isaac! Isaac!
Huh? You were scratching yourself in your sleep.
I was?
Yeah. Quick, you need to wake up.
Why?
Did you forget? We're going to the island today. And Mr. Damasio got a boat for us so we don't have to ride those horses.
Oh, great. Where's my slingshot?
We hope you enjoyed today's crazy Brinkman adventure entitled The Pirates of Mayan Island. While some of the characters are fictitious, believe it or not, this story was inspired by real people and real places. To find out more details, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.